Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Batty and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
From Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yes.
Now.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Tuesday. How are we?
Good morning.
Good night. Big night of the Olympics, Jade.
Yeah, my house it was. I was loving it. I was having so much fun watching the diving, fencing, boxing, the hockey. It's been great. I love it.
They still have quite abrupt, like, starting horns, don't they? Isn't it? Like, you'd think they'd modernise the starting horn.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you see the scandal, though? It was the triathlon event.
No, I missed that. What happened?
So, okay, basically they're all on a jetty, right? Like a dock. And they're all lined up there ready to go. And there's this big, like, news reporter boat. Like, maybe, I don't know, 10 metres away from the dock, you know, zooming in on all the competitors. And then all of a sudden you hear the ref, whatever, the starting person.
Gun?
I don't know what they're called.
Starting gun?
I don't know what those people are called. But anyway.
Let's just say starting person.
The starting person goes, take your marks. And then you see, it's like half the men go down into their position. The other half are looking around because the boat's still there in their way. So then they...
I didn't really want this much Olympic chat. I just thought I was...
Listen to this. They go... And then like half the swimmers are like, right, they've done it. So they start... going, and then the boat's reversing full ball, and then half the other guys are still on the jetty looking around going like, this is BS, like the boat's in the way. So they had to stop all the competitors and then like get them back up to do it again.
You'd be filthy.
Oh, yeah. You'd be pissed. You use all that energy, like, and then you've got to redo it again. I'd be filthy.
I'm just disappointed that I missed the competitive diving yesterday.
Oh, man.
Team GB.
That was sexy.
Yeah, you...
Tom Davey taken. You had a look at that ring on his wedding finger.
I did. When he was on the podium, I was like, oh, he's taken.
He's got... He had a couple of abs, I saw.
Oh, yeah. He's in the gym.
8-pack.
He'd be in the gym, like, a couple of times
sexy.
A week at least.
Well, it's because they're doing all... Like, essentially, they're doing crunches mid-air. Like,
yeah,
really.
That's right.
You know what, Jade? You missed your calling. You should have worked for Channel 7.
You reckon?
Gone over to Tokyo.
Absolutely.
Commentate the Olympics.
Oh, I would have loved it.
That's our quota done for the day. Thank you, boss.
Thank you. We're sorted.
We are playing Lads versus Lasses up next, though. We need one guy, one girl, guys. And on offer today, fantastic prize. We have a Christmas in July hamper pack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Santa's coming.
Bring out the bells. The sleigh bells.
Christmas.
It includes a 2-kilo new FM pudding, a bottle of wine, and a selection of meats from Farnham's Butchery. We need one guy, one girl. The lines are now open, 13:10:09. We'll do it after Guy Sebastian. Love on display at New FM. 6:07. Merry Christmas. Guy Sebastian, love on display at New FM. Good morning. Sunny today, 21 the top on the coast, guys.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, it's an epic battle between the male and the females of Newcastle, guys. Very simple. We've got 3 questions for each sex. Your job is to get the most right for an instant win today, guys. You are competing for a Christmas in July pack, which includes a 2-kilo new FM pudding, delicious bottle of wine, and a selection of meats from Farnham's Butchery.
I guess the puddings are good in a way because you
hate
don't...
pudding.
Well, no. I like some puddings, but the thing is, with these...
Just not the new FM.
No, I didn't say that. No, I was about to say it's hard to find a good pudding at this time of year.
Like, of course, it's not really the season, is it?
That's what I'm saying.
I think they made a special batch just for us.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Well, we know Santa, so... All right, let's go to the lads. Groundskeeper Pete, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you all?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Overworked, underpaid, no one loves me,
want me
to keep going?
Oh, we love you, groundskeeper.
Oh, don't be like that, man. All right. Well, let's go to your first question, Pete. Nicole Scherzinger is a member of which noughties girl band?
Stand Out of LA.
No.
That's not a noughties girl band.
And I think Groundskeeper Pete knows that.
Yeah, it was the Pussycat Dolls. Okay, question two. What product is more expensive? Is it A, Olay Regenerous Night Cream, or B, L'Oreal Paris Regenerous Night Cream?
I reckon L'Oreal.
No. Believe it or not, Olay.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. All right, and question number three. Which actress starred in the movie Black Swan? I think she won an Oscar and a Golden Globe for it, actually.
Jeez, did I get all the hard ones today? Crikey. Has no idea.
Natalie Portman. That's all right, Groundskeeper Pete, hold the line, and we might go to a coin toss. You never know.
All right, let's glass slipper our way over to Cinderella. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fantastic.
That's the way. You're doing well. Ready to go for these questions?
Ready to go.
Excellent. Cinderella, are you sure that's your real name?
Yes.
Can you tell us the meaning behind, why did your mother call you Cinderella?
Well, my mum had 10 children and our last name was Wood. If I was a boy, I was going to be Robin Hood Wood, but I was a girl and I got Cinderella, and I was number 9 in the children.
That's so cool. What a great name. I love it.
I hated it when I was little, but I have to use it all the time now because of tax and all that stuff. You've got to use your full name.
Do you have a nickname, Cinderella?
Cindy,
of course.
I think it's beautiful.
Now, this is a lovely prize pack. You got the pudding, you've got some meats and stuff. Have you got a Prince Charming you can share this with?
I do.
Excellent. What's his name?
Simon.
Simon, nice one. All right, let's get into your questions.
You need one right for the win, Cinderella.
Okay, number one. Which country is the car company Aston Martin from?
France.
No, it's England, sorry. All right, number two. In the building industry, what is the brand Bastion known for making? Bastion.
Brick?
No, sorry. It's concrete and cement and stuff. All right, number three, multiple choice. Which of the following is not a real Maxibon flavour? Is it A, pancakes and maple syrup? B, caramel rough nut, or C, peanut butter and jam?
They all sound good.
Which is not the real one, A, B, or C?
Oh, A.
That is correct. Well done, you're a winner.
Yay! Cinderella, you won.
You are off to the ball. We've got a great prize for you.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm so happy.
Oh, that's good. Thanks for listening, Cinderella. Appreciate it.
Hold the line.
Oh. Thanks, doll.
Hold on, we'll grab your details.
She's a sweetheart.
She is. She's a darling.
Are you jealous of her name?
I think it's really cool.
Your dream would be to have a Disney princess named Jay.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Elsa. Etc.
You'd be Maleficent.
Well, she has the coolest superpowers.
Yeah,
absolutely. Hey, guys, incredible story up next as we move over to the country of China. Because over there, apparently at the moment, they're having a little bit of trouble retaining enough sperm donors. So they've come up with this new technique to get more guys to do this involving a big old competition.
Nice.
Right? And this is the sort of story you do before 6:30, before the boss is up and listening.
Correct. The Mundo 6:16 at New FM. Good morning. Third Eye Blind at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Welcome to Tuesday. Sunny today, 21, the top on the coast, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So over in the area of Hunan, which is...
What now? Who now?
Hunan. This is part of China. They're inviting university students to join a competition. Now, at this point, you might be thinking maybe it's a sport, maybe it's
food eating competition,
something like that. But no, they're looking to promote reproductive health and recruit sperm donors by having a competition to see who has the greatest sperm. That's what they're calling it. Furthermore, participants are being offered up to $1,160 just for their donations.
Wow. $1,060.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently in that area, they're running low on donations. So to sort of build up the bank, I guess you could say, they're getting all these young university students to basically increase the amount that they have on reserve.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I'm a big believer that people should get paid for it. I know it's illegal here, but I really do think a lot more people would do it.
Mm. Well, that's true.
Would you, though? If you could donate sperm...
I think it's a very personal thing. Yeah. I don't think I could do it.
Not for me, no. I just... you worry...
Knowing that your spawn could be out there somewhere.
Running around wondering who their dad is.
I couldn't do it.
For me personally, I couldn't do it. A lot of people do though, right?
Yeah. Oh, so many. I just couldn't live with the fact that, I don't think I could attach myself from the feeling, that I have a child. Weird. Really strange.
I'd be thinking about it all the time.
For the right price though.
You would? What would it cost? How much? Now there we're talking into an interesting conversation.
Ten grand?
Yeah, less. Maybe five.
Really?
Yeah, I'm cheap.
Five grand.
You went really quickly from I just couldn't do it to $5,000. Absolutely, sign me up. I could really use the money.
Well, I wouldn't do it for free. Like $5,000, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a car.
But just think though, if they come after they could come after you for child support payments, couldn't they?
No,
I'm pretty sure there's maybe not in China. I don't know if there's rules in China.
Yeah, probably not.
No,
what about you? What's your price?
I just don't want to do it.
$1 million on the table.
No.
Oh, you're actually full of shit sometimes, Creever. As if you wouldn't pay off your house for one donation in the cup.
Yeah, come on. Your house paid off for one donation.
You say that, but you're always then thinking about what's going on.
Are you though?
Yeah, would drive me crazy.
You might not even have any. Your sperm might not work.
Well, that'd be fine. But
that's a really great point. Here we are naming our prices.
I know. Well, it's funny you said that because they said if you didn't have the right number per milliliter, didn't have the exact details, but they were rejecting certain donations as well. So unless you got the good stuff, you ain't getting paid.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Damn, all that energy for nothing.
For zero.
Energy?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The donation part's easy.
It's the long-term repercussions.
There's a bit of physical activity. That's energy.
You must be really used to lazy lovers.
If just that little bit of, tiny, tiny bit of energy is what you're calling a fair bit. How exhausting.
Oh, dear. Hey, New Sound with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
You are loving the Olympics at the moment, Jade Crevo. Not so much across it. In fact, you've only watched 10 seconds of the games this year.
Yeah, look, I'm sure I'll watch more at some point. Everyone turns on that TV at some point and can't turn off, right?
Absolutely. Well, brand new addition to the games, of course, is the skateboarding this year, which I think is a great addition.
I'm
all for it. A lot of debate, actually, around whether or not it should be in the games. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
what
it's
do
cool.
you guys think?
I think the skateboarding's it's huge. It's a big sport.
Takes a lot of skill, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Very tricky
athleticism. You never see a fat skater.
Well, that's true.
I agree with that, actually.
So, really awkward moment for Peru's Angelo Caro, right? He was coming off a trick down a rail. He just about landed it. He kind of misstepped and the skateboard turned around. He fell off and almost scissored the upcoming rail. Man, this is intense. His legs spread wide open, going a fairly decent speed, smashed right in between his legs.
Yeah.
Wow, the rail smashed the
crown jewels.
The crown jewels.
Man, like, I watched, you actually watched me watch the footage this morning. Man, as a man, that is one of the worst things to watch. The poor guy, little legend he is, he got up, he continued on.
Oh.
He didn't bring home the gold or anything, but...
Well, I think he left some of it right there in Tokyo, to be honest. Man,
I think that's probably the worst, like...
Skating injury.
...nuts accident I've ever seen.
It looked so painful.
I could never get on a skateboard. I'm just so unco. What we thought we'd do this morning, though, 13:10:09, we're after your skate park accidents. Now, it doesn't have to be on a skateboard, maybe your BMX bike, or as you guys like to write, a scooter.
Scooters.
Yeah, they're big at the moment.
They're huge now.
Maybe you, like, hurt yourself, broken arm, anything like that.
Yeah,
we'll take
or
those stories
your
next.
Kids as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We'll do it after Amy Shark, Keith Urban. Love songs aimed for us at New FM. Keith Urban, love songs aimed for us at 105.3 New FM. 13:10:09 this morning, guys. We're asking for your skate park accident. The skater boy, she said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough. Yes, of course, skateboarding now an Olympic sport, guys. I think really great decision including it. But Peru's Angela Caro coming off a trick, scissored an upcoming rail and totally crushed his man babies downstairs.
Yeah. Oh,
terrible.
It's some of the most, for a guy, disturbing yet can't look away vision you'll ever see on YouTube. Like,
poor fella.
It's car crash TV. You can't help but watch it.
One person says, if nothing else, we've learned that this guy has perseverance, heart, and balls made of literal steel. They gave out medals for not giving up. Angelo would bring home the gold, silver, and bronze. There's no questioning that.
Absolutely. This guy, some serious, well, I don't know if you'll ever have kids now. Oh, yeah. I mean, after seeing that.
It's terrible.
Well, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. New FM, who's this?
This is Shane, mate. How you doing?
Shane.
Good, Shane. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Skateboarding accidents, my friend. Was
no,
it you?
No, I heard, but this is about me, mate. He's in the bush bikes. He's actually, his brother's Craig Dack, but he does, like, motocross. But my other mate is Tim Dack. He does push bikes, mate. He jumps, like, jumps that are, like, 10 foot high.
Yeah.
He stacked it, and he friggin' end up in hospital. He lost the fluid off his brain.
Oh, man.
What?
Really,
he lost fluid off his brain?
From a push bike. He was in hospital for about 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Do you still speak to him?
Yeah. I see Timmy all the time. He used to be my mate's old apprentice.
Wow, he was all right from it, though, in the
end? Yeah, he's fine. He's still riding push bikes now. He's crazy. You should see the jumps. I wouldn't even attempt the things that he does.
So we're talking, like, I don't know, like 50-foot jumps and stuff like that?
Yeah, mate, if you've seen the jumps that this bloke jumps, you would spin.
Wow.
Wow,
why
that's
isn't
incredible.
He, like, riding with crusty demons and all those people?
From back in the early days, his brother was, like, in Yamaha,
yep,
big time back in motocross, and Tim, he loves it. He was riding the dirt bike, like, into like the push bike side.
Yep.
Wow.
How old is he?
He'd be about 33, I reckon.
That's all right. When's an acceptable time to stop, do you think? Because, I mean, once you get to, like, 40 plus, man, the bones start to get a little brittle. I don't know if you'd want to be doing the high jumps anymore.
You got to send us some pictures of these jumps he's doing. It sounds amazing.
Oh, mate, he hasn't gone since COVID, but he goes to the States.
Yeah, wow.
Bush bike jumps and that. He goes
unbelievable.
I'll sit on him.
He's, if you've seen him, you'd blow your mind.
Absolutely. I think in any situation where there's a story that ends with He lost fluid from his brain.
Not good.
That's not good.
Where does that even go?
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Like, it doesn't mean you've got a hole in your brain that just flows out. Like, where's the fluid go?
That's a question only that guy can answer, or a doctor. I've got no idea.
It's an interesting one. But, guys, we have to talk about this guy over in America. He was in Florida, and he was at his local bar, and he got a brand new gun. Because obviously you can have them over there.
Yeah, you can just buy them anywhere.
He was so excited, and he was showing off his brand new gun in the bar, and he accidentally shoots himself. Unbelievable story. I've got to tell you more about it in a minute.
All about the injuries here this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
44 at New FM. Good morning. Sunny today. Morning, everyone. This is 105.3 New FM. 6.52, 7 degrees in the valley right now. Jade, we're going over to the US of A.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this story, I absolutely love it. The guy's okay, may I add, but basically there was this man seen on a surveillance video who was working in this bar, and he was showing his brand new gun he got to customers. Whilst he's pouring them drinks.
This is the most American sentence you've ever said.
I know, right? So he's working the bar. He's like, oh, look, new customers come. Joe, mate, check out my new gun. And you know, he's pretending to like, how did in those old westerns where they spin it on their index finger and then shove them in the holsters?
Yeah.
So he's like trying to be a real cool guy, like, you know, twirling his gun around and put him into his fake cowboy holsters. And then the gun actually discharged a bullet into his torso. So the gun fired and he's shot himself with his own gun.
What an idiot.
So many things he could have done to prevent this accident. Like,
safety
if you want to
on?
Show, well, that, if you want to show off the gun, yeah. At least take the bullets out.
You would
think,
at a minimum.
Yes. And the best bit is that the bar manager's gone back and got the footage on the front of the surveillance cameras. And so he's actually showing it to the local newspaper. And this is what he's quoted. He said, I don't know if he was pretending to be a badass or something, but from what I can tell, it was completely an accident. And then basically he left the bar with a couple of customers who put him into a car and took him to a hospital.
So generally speaking, when you cop a bullet to the torso, not really a good thing. Like,
no.
Do you have any long-term injuries?
No.
A lot of important organs.
Held in there.
Yeah, he seems fine. I just says police contacted him and were determining whether to file charges or not. So obviously he's still alive.
I don't think he should be charged because, I mean, if he shot himself.
What, with stupidity?
Yeah.
Is what he should be charged with.
Imagine if he wanted to be a cowboy.
Imagine if he hit a customer.
Well,
negligence?
Yeah.
Maybe he could get that.
Crazy. Oh, thanks, Jade.
No, no.
It's a very positive story to
well,
start
your
day.
It just makes me laugh, you know. He's fine.
He's an idiot. Everyone knows that. The court of public opinion says so.
Hey, guys, birthday lotto is coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. Worth $425. Stand by for that. Maddie in the newsroom up next, though. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos. Jay,
Maddie,
and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home,
oh my gosh.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This three is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yay!
Now.
Yay, we're about to play the age game. This is where we think we are super good at guessing people's ages on 13, 10, 09 if you want to play. I'm currently leading on 21. Maddie's on 20, followed by Crevo on 17.
That's right. I've got to catch up today. I really need a couple of points on the board. I've been slipping the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So basically, all you have to do is call, and then we ask you questions about yourself, and you answer truthfully, and then we try and guess your age. It's very easy. You actually don't have to do anything.
All right, the lines are open right now. We'll do it after Cold Chisel, Cheap Wine at New FM. Good morning. Cold Chisel, Cheap Wine at New FM. It's 7 past 7. Sunny today, 18 the top at Warners Bay, and it's time to play What's My Age Again?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, we love this game because we go head-to-head with each other in What's My Age Again? I'm currently winning on 21, Maddie very close on 20, followed by Crevo, you're on 17. So basically, you call the show on 13 10 09. We ask you a couple of questions about yourself, and then you answer truthfully, and then we guess your age.
Or you can lie, we'll never know.
It's true.
Do whatever you want, live your own
life. It's the closest without going over. So we have Andrew up first.
Hey Andrew, how are you?
I'm awesome. Yourselves?
Yeah, going well, mate. Okay, let's do this. Question number one for you. What brand of phone do you own?
Samsung.
Okay. Excellent. Question
All right,
two.
Next one for you. How many times a week do you order takeaway?
Oh, never.
Never. All right, Jade.
Okay, I think you're 40.
I think you are 47, Andrew.
Oh, the number I had in my mind was 46.
I love the lot of you.
Oh, yeah?
62.
I get a point.
Wow. One for Maddie. You sound so young, man.
Yeah, you do sound young.
Oh, young at heart.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, so Maddie's Andrew. Got a point.
There's the secret to staying young at heart. No takeaway. I'm in real trouble. All right, next it's time to meet Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Yes, good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning indeed. Let's get into your first question. When you sleep in, what time do you wake up on a sleep-in day?
9 o'clock.
Okay, Jade.
9 o'clock. And do you buy slush puppies often?
No.
Okay, I think you are 37, Jade.
I think you are 32.
I'm going to go 28.
I'm 40.
Maddie. Yes.
Another one for Maddie.
Thanks, Jay.
Which I think means that Maddie is in the lead.
Yes. In the lead on 22.
Finally, it's only taken a couple of months. Excellent.
Yeah, wow. Halfway through the year and he streaks ahead. This is a comeback story they'll be talking about for the ages.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of the people that we sometimes talk about on this show, but not very often, is Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He did some good music, in my opinion, back in the day, but it's been a while. Since then, he's just been selling really expensive clothing and being married to Kim Kardashian for a while. There is a main achievement.
Why do people use that against him? Poor old Kim K.
Nothing.
Like, you know, people...
That's just a fact.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's just a fact.
I say good... What a family to be married into, because they're just a... You'd learn so much. A PR machine.
Absolutely. Now, he's recently releasing a new album. And, of course, with that, he's created a listening party. What that is a few exclusive people get to listen to the album first by paying some money, right?
Yeah.
As part of this, though, the menu for that party has gone viral because of what people are saying are overpriced foods. Now, this has created a bit of a debate around the team. We're going to get into it next. One example, $45 for some cookies.
That's a joke.
But how good are the cookies?
Okay.
All right, this is the debate, and we'll talk more about it in just a minute.
Okay, it's 11 past 7. Good morning. Sons and I, never seen the rain at New FM. Sunny today, guys. 18 the top out at the bay.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, Kanye West, he's known for charging a lot for his clothing and stuff, right? Some of his sneakers are like $500-$600.
Oh, the Yeezys can go up to thousands. Mm,
that's I don't understand what's so good about them, though, because I've seen them and they all look like crap.
They are good.
Some of his stuff is cool, but he definitely way overcharges, and he specifically makes limited amounts so that, like, it drives up demand and it keeps the prices really high.
Mm.
It's a bit of his vibe, to be honest. With his latest thing he's doing, though, is a listening party for his new album. What this is you can hear his music before anyone else.
Yeah.
Right? Big exclusive idea.
Lots of artists do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a way for them to make a little bit of extra money and also vibe out if maybe some of the songs for the album should be changed.
It's like a baby concert almost.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a mini concert. So he sings some of the songs from the album. And, yeah, you're getting a mini concert, which at the moment is a rare treat, right? One of the things, though, that people are very upset about is the pricing of the food at the concert. So somebody has leaked a photo of the menu, and I've got some examples here. Sweet and salty kettle corn, so it's just some fancy popcorn, $35.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
Shame bell.
$35 for popcorn.
Well, you say that, but if you're at a concert or a venue...
How can you defend that, prices even remotely?
Prices are pretty high. Like, if you go to the footy, it's always... Nah. Costs a lot for hot chips, and they don't even care what if they're good or not, right?
This is why I don't have respect for Kanye West. He's just robbing people blind.
$35 for popcorn.
Okay, here's another example.
Not even Dine and Discover can help you there.
No, they're not even paying half.
No.
All right, all beef kosher hot dogs, $40 for a hot dog.
Nah, I'd rather starve.
I mean, I'm sure it's a pretty good hot dog, though, being $40.
No, it wouldn't. It'd just be gruel.
Okay.
Kanye's not eating any of it.
No, that's true.
Yeah, do you know what? If Kanye got on stage and sampled each of the menu items...
A bit different.
I'd go and buy them.
Right.
Oh, this is delicious. This is great. It'd want to be premium.
It didn't look that good from the photos. Okay, a packet of cookies, $45.
Oh.
Now, and one of the points that's been made in this is that, of course, he's just recently gone through a divorce. A divorce is pretty expensive.
No
so maybe
excuse.
He's trying to make up some of the money that he's lost by selling food for really, really high prices. But all he's done is create a really big, like, commotion over
like
this.
Like chicken tenders for $50
yeah,
as well, I read.
Yeah, that was one of the examples. Or you could get a mixed nut and snack basket. Well, basket, that's good. $65, though, for some mixed nuts.
No, that's outrageous.
Look, it's quite high pricing, but if it's branded by him, I guess you can sort of understand.
No, you can't, Crevo.
Man,
deep
really
pockets, Crevo.
Spoken like a true millionaire over here. $50 for some tenders.
Look, it's a bit high price. It's a bit high price, so we'll give you that.
Man, I don't think you'd even... I can't even imagine you buying that, Jay.
Not a chance. There's no way I would ever pay that much.
Even if it was like Taylor Swift branded...
Food. No, because it's a rot.
Yeah.
I mean, care what celebrity
it's
it is.
It's not the first
time
he's done this as well. Do you guys remember Brunchella?
No.
So he did this other, like, mini concert thing, like a church thing. And you go, oh, yeah, a church, that's really good. But some of the... there was... if you wanted, like, the mini brunch, which was just one pancake, one strip of bacon, and one piece of toast, it was $55.
Yeah, see, that's just... That's so
on
wrong.
On a paper plate.
What a
so wrong.
Justice Crew, K-Sara, right now at New FM. 7:22, good morning.
No-Go's.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the No-Go's. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the No-Go's. And the mics are on now.
Oh, Crevo, you have made my morning today. You sent through a link to a video, TikTok video doing the rounds at the moment. A local guy going around to different local supermarkets with his nonna. Going through the fresh food section, they're picking out food like cherries, nuts, apricots, and they're just like shoving their hand right in the box, not using the scoop.
Ugh.
She's like putting them in her fingers in her mouth each time she touches something.
That's
and then
gross.
She puts her hand into something else. Mate, this is disgusting.
They can get fined for that.
I think that is definitely a possibility.
It's like that woman who took off the ice cream lid, licked the ice cream and put it back on. She actually got a huge fine.
It's like it's close to that level because the way she does it, this lady,
it's not hygienic,
not at all. So she's like shoving the food in her mouth, and then the hand goes straight back into.
Ugh.
It's like this. It's supposed to be. It's called scoop and weigh for a reason because you scoop and then you weigh. You don't jam your hand in and then jam it in mouth.
We were chatting just before off air. I don't think any of us here have an issue with her tasting some nuts or a cherry or whatever.
I like try before you
use
buy.
The scoop.
It's there use for a reason.
Don't stick your wrinkly old hand right in there.
I just think of all the dead skin cells that would just fall off into the nuts.
Imagine if she didn't wash her hands before the toilet. And look, living in COVID times, how dumb can you get? And this guy's obviously doing it for TikTok.
Mm. Like, TikTok fame.
No
shame.
Good. Ring the bell.
Yeah, shame.
Ring the bell.
Old nonna. Buy the packet stuff in future.
Absolutely.
What we thought we'd do, though, this morning, 13:10:09, disgusting sightings at supermarkets.
And other shops as well.
Yeah.
If you've seen it and it's gross and it's at a shop, we want to hear about it.
Oh, I've had to clean up a poo from an aisle once when I worked at Big W when I was 16. like
that's rank.
Right in the middle, they went to, you know, the auto section at Big W. Not many people really go down there. It's not like a main thoroughfare. It's kind of off to the side and at the back.
Oh,
disgusting.
That's people on another level. I don't think we could beat that.
Well, supermarket workers, maybe you've seen something disgusting. I will take your calls after this. The Kid Leroy without you. A new FM on offer today for a great call, guys. We have a family pass to Australia's most hands-on aquarium experience at the Shark and Ray Rescue Centre, Bob's Farm at New FM. The Kid Leroy without you. This is 105.3 New FM. We're after your disgusting supermarket stories. Have you seen something that's really just shocked your pants?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is after this TikTok video doing the rounds here in Newcastle. A man is taking his nonna to different supermarkets and she's just picking through the fresh food section, like the nuts, the cherries, the apricots. She's trying them, spitting the pits out on the floor, sticking those fingers right down her mouth, and then she's picking up the next thing. It's disgusting.
Yucky.
Especially in COVID times. None of that is acceptable at the best of times, but it makes it about 20% worse, I reckon.
Like we said, I have no issue with her sampling it. Just do it hygienically.
Use
like,
the scoop.
I get it. You know, pick a grape if you want, but, you know...
Don't stick touch your fingers. All the others. Like, there's no need for it.
Hey, Katie's on the phone. Hey, how are you?
Morning.
Disgusting things you've seen in a supermarket. What's happened?
Okay, so we're out at Mount Hutton. They've got this really huge Coles out there.
Yeah.
And in the bread section, there was this couple that was inappropriate touching, and it was too much.
Oh. Jeez.
Now, like, 10 being the full set of cards and 0 being none.
No cards.
No cards.
Yeah.
What were they doing? Like, where were they?
There was a whole lot of cards. It was in, like, the bread section.
We're talking like a 7?
I'd go higher. It was not okay.
Oh, my God.
There was no social distancing. The cards were all on the table. They were closed on, thank God, but... Too much.
It was to be near some breadsticks or buns.
And I'm telling you, there wasn't any sanitizer around, so too much.
Ugh, that's disgusting. I guess there's no need for it.
I guess the zipper on both of their jeans wasn't working that day.
No, there was track pants. There was track pants.
The worst.
No good.
What did you do? Did you go and complain to the manager? That's
well,
one
you
time
walked
I think
straight
you
in
can.
The door. Walked right in the door and the bread's just sort of to the left there. So it was like straight walking out. No, thank you.
I don't
where
need
have
that
they
on
been?
My rolls.
You don't know where they've been. No, thank you.
Wow. Right. It's like the old Windell bus story.
Well, that was not in a supermarket, but it was certainly something. That's
a lot of cards
sure.
on that table.
Yeah,
that day,
I'm just grossed out.
The whole situation's a
you
no
like
for
a
you.
Bit of, you met your husband working at Domino's.
Yeah, but
as if there wasn't anything happening.
Oh, yeah, but we are hygienic people.
No pepperoni in the pizza in the freezer.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate your call. Wow.
Birthday Lotto, guys, is up to $425. This is where if you're born in a particular month, you call the show on 13:10:09. And you get to spin the balls. We're looking for someone born in the month of...
August.
August, babies. Quick, 13:10:09 to play.
Waking up to 12 degrees in Carrington right now. Sunny today, 21 the top there. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
This is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you need to be the first through on 13-10-09 to spin our birthday balls. Currently jackpotting at $425. And we got a call from Melanie, who is the breeder of one of my beautiful chihuahuas, Myrtle.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, good, thank you.
That's good.
We just had a good catch-up about our chihuahuas and our love for them on the during the break.
Yes, they're beautiful.
How many chihuahuas do you have, Melanie?
I have three.
Oh, the same as Jay.
Is that the magic number, is it?
No.
No. What's the magic number? What's the perfect amount?
Oh, God. Yeah, there's no perfect amount.
Yeah.
20?
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Oh, so, you like, are you allowed to have more? Does your other half, if you're in a relationship, like, is he into it?
No, I'm not allowed.
Yeah, me too.
Same vibes with Jade.
Jade's got the same problem. If it was up to Jade, there'd be a lot more.
Yeah, I know. It's rude, isn't it?
It is. I think the only time I'd be able to get another one is if I had to rescue one from a, you know, a pound or somewhere like that.
Melanie, that's a story you can tell them.
Question for you. As the breeder, why is Myrtle so vicious?
Oh, she's not vicious.
I don't think it's just Myrtle.
Vicious
it's
girl.
Just breed.
Didn't Myrtle bite you,
yeah,
Creebo?
Yeah, yeah, I've been bitten, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You're too big. You're very tall. So you need to come down to their level. Tall.
So Creebo needs to lie flat in his stomach.
Yes.
Myrtle's father is very vicious.
Yeah, Nitro.
It's his birthday next week. How are you going to celebrate?
Oh, we always have a Freddo ice cream cake for our dogs.
Aww. That's so nice. I had one for my birthday.
That sounds healthy for the dog.
Cake.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls.
Here we go.
Lots of dog treats for $4.25.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Lots of Freddo ice cream cakes.
Oh, I've pulled out, I think it was August, wasn't it?
Yep.
The 18th of August.
No, that's not it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too bad.
That's all right. It's the 24th.
Oh, bummer.
Would you have asked Melanie for a discount on your next chihuahua, Jay?
No.
If you won.
Thanks, Melanie. Appreciate your call.
Bye, Mel.
Guys, birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. $425. We'll check in with Maddie in the newsroom next, though, at New FM. Good morning.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Batty and Creebo.
Would either of you marry Creebo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now.
With over 200,000 students getting ready to sit their HSC Year 12 exams in coming months, I thought it was really important that we have a bit of a conversation and start sort of a kind of initiative, I guess, to reduce people or help students reduce their stress coming into this very stressful time, especially with everything that's happening in the world right now.
Mm.
This all started after I spoke to a teacher friend of mine who said that students looking for this kind of help and guidance, there's just so many more of them this year than a non-COVID year. So she said in the past, it might be, say, a couple of inquiries a week. Now all of the slots for this kind of guidance are filled. That's how much students are trying to find
right.
help.
So when you say guidance, is it guidance counselling or is it where they go and they can talk to someone to sort of get help?
It's help with dealing with stress and anxiety.
Right. Okay, cool.
So it's A is COVID, obviously, but also there's a lot of uncertainty about how certain types of exams are going to be held, what's going to happen. And then, of course, there's just the whole world and the job market going forward.
Wow.
Things are changing, right?
That's really good, though, that the students feel that they can use that service. Like, that's a good thing that they're booked out, but obviously it's not good in the sense that they're so stressed. But,
yeah.
You know, Like, there's help out there, which is always good.
And I think you said yesterday, Crevo, and it's so important, reach out to your teachers and your leaders at your school.
They've got a lot of great advice. They've been through year 12 so many times.
Well, they see it every year.
That's right. That's right. Now, this year might be a bit more stressful than normal, but they have the tools and techniques to help you through that. What I thought we could do this week is try and put some more of that information out there to help students, but also parents, to get through these next few months. So up next, we're going to have a chat to Byron Williams. He's the Community Development Officer at Headspace here in Newcastle.
Great organisation.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're a great youth organisation that and have a lot of tools that can help students around this time. So we're going to have a chat to him and find out more about what we can do to help our young people in the community.
Okay, we'll do it after Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, What Other People Say, rather, at New FM. It's 8:05. Good morning. Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, this is Jade, Maddie and Crevo on 105.3 New FM, heading for a top of 19 in Charlestown today, guys. 12 degrees there right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, all this week I wanted to have a bit of a discussion and create this initiative called Exams Aren't Everything, because yes, it is important to do well in school and achieve what you can, but at the end of the day, putting too much pressure on yourself will actually be will not be effective, because you won't be able to achieve what you can, and also having a great result doesn't dictate the rest of your life.
Especially now during these times, this is a situation that really none of us have encountered before as well, so it's new territory.
Absolutely. Up to 30% of students will suffer from anxiety, stress or depression, and now only 20% of university admissions rely solely on an ATAR. So there's other ways to get into university, and there are other pathways out there if the exam results you get are not the ones you're looking for. Don't let that stress get too much to you. That's just the message I want to put out there. And to help us to find out a bit more about this, I've got this morning Byron Williams. He's the Community Development Officer for Headspace. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Hey, really good. So tell us about Headspace and what they do here in Newcastle.
So Headspace, we're a youth mental health service for 12 to 25-year-olds. And in the broadest definition, we help young people who are having a tough time.
Yeah.
So we look at anxiety and depression. Like you said, we also have eating programs, drug and alcohol programs, employment programs, lots of different stuff to help young people sort of, get on the right path, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a great organization. And Byron, I guess as Crevo was just saying, this is such uncharted territory and a lot of stress involved with the HSC. So what would your guys' top strategies for parents who have kids doing the HSC this year to support their kids?
I think you made a really good point before, is that, no longer is the HSC the be-all and the end-all of getting into university or getting onto the, into the career that you want. I mean, I studied design at university and now I'm working in youth mental health. So that's one example of the way things can sort of change and the way life can take you. But for parents, I think encourage, really basic sort of stuff in terms of encouraging your young person to be active, to stay connected, which is really important. I think one of COVID's main aims for our community is to keep us disconnected. But if we can keep connected with friends who are studying the same subjects, friends who are going through the same anxiety and stress, that's really important. Encouraging a young person to eat well, which is obviously the really basic things, but I think when we're under stress, including myself, including anyone in the community, we forget to do some really basic things like eating well, staying active, and sleeping well when we can.
Well, 100%. I know I binge eat. If I'm stressed, I get into the Tim Tams.
Oh, definitely. And that's also a really good thing. You brought up something really good, is reward yourself as well. If you do 2 hours of study, maybe you have the cup of tea and the Tim Tam sort of thing. So it's also not, giving yourself a break is really important in terms of those things.
Well, I'm just so shocked at that figure that only 20% of university admissions are based around an ATAR score. I think so many of us just assume that,
it's the only way.
It.
And yeah, that's the be-all and end-all. In terms of students that are, feeling the stress of the HSC and the coming months, what are your top strategies for them that you can advise?
I reckon taking a break every hour is really important. Mm. Writing stuff down, like having a plan, because often when you're studying in the HSC, you can feel a lot in isolation, a lot of things going around your head. So if you're getting stuff out on paper saying, I've got maths in 2 weeks, I've got history in 3 weeks, and, you know, just trying to get a plan of where things lie, and then you can sort of get things out of your head. Once again, keeping in contact with people. I think the HSC, one of the things that can tend to happen, you feel like, oh, I'm going to lock myself inside and study and not see anyone. Mm. But keeping connected to your peers, keeping connected to your family actually helps your study. And also those really, you know, really simple things like getting up and going for a walk, getting outside into the sunshine. Sometimes it might seem counterintuitive to take some time off from study, but it actually helps you study if you do have that break.
Yeah, for sure. Byron, you guys run a great Stress Less for the HSC seminar. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, over the last few years, I've been working at Headspace. We're getting a lot of requests from high schools in terms of managing year 11 and 12 and their anxiety. So I've just created a presentation slash workshop where we go out to schools and just talk about different ways that we can stress less, different ways that we can manage our anxiety. And these are tools that not only applicable in the HSC, but applicable all the way through, because as you are probably aware, you know, anxiety and stress aren't limited to the HSC. It might happen at work. It's going to happen, you know, many times throughout life. And so I'm still having to practice what I preach in these workshops as well and go, all right, yeah, cool. I need to get outside. All right, I need to go for a walk sort of thing. So
yeah,
it's all those basic things. I think it's just going through them again, and just, yeah, like I said, trying to keep them in our minds when we're under stress and anxiety.
Absolutely. Now, if a parent's out there listening to this now and, you know, they're interested, maybe this would suit the school that their kids are going to, how can they get in touch?
I think the easiest way, like we're all used to, is Google Headspace Newcastle and give us a call. And any inquiries like that will get forwarded on to me and we'll see what we can get up. And like you said, you know, whether it be in person or a lot of the stuff is online at the moment, we're sort of trying to make sure that we're flexible in the way that we connect with the community.
Fantastic. No, thank you so much. You're doing such great work.
Oh, it's good, you know, and like I said, it's great having to practice what I preach. So I think after this, I might go for a walk.
Excellent. I love it. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time. Byron there from Headspace Newcastle. You can check them out online, headspace.org.au. And as Byron just said, if you are interested in maybe, you know, passing this information on to your kids' school, Google them and check it out. I think it's important.
Absolutely.
But guys, we're checking in with Jackson after this, our producer. He's in Sydney, locked down with COVID, so we'll see how he's going, but he's also got all the goss for us next.
Okay, it's 8:15 at New FM. Good morning. Shimmer Fuel at New FM. Good morning. 18 the top out at Warners Bay today, guys. It's time for What's the Goss?
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, how you going down there in Sydney, my man?
I'm going all right. How are you in Newcastle?
We're actually really good. It's a beautiful day today. No wind. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know. And life's somewhat normal. Stop bragging. I don't want to hear it. Matthew, if you could do me a favor, crank up Australia's most iconic theme song.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Oh, yes. Yeah. It sure is.
Neighbours. Everyone's really worried about Neighbours. Poor old Harold and, I don't know, Libby. Is Libby still on there?
Susan nah, Libby's not. I think Libby's dead.
What about Lou? Is Lou there? Is she? Oh, my God.
So, Lou and Harold, I swear they've become an old gay couple because in the show, they've brought like a camper van and are traveling around Australia together.
Really?
In the closet for sure.
That's cute. Well, everyone's worried because the network's cut them back to 4 nights a week. So they think that this is the beginning of the end for old Neighbours.
Oh, no. How sad. Yeah. I'd love
Santa's
to.
Actually,
Love
they've started
Neighbours.
A petition. They've started a petition. So if you love Neighbours, Jade, you can get on there and sign it because they're like, no, you cannot ditch this.
Yeah, I'll get on that for sure because I always used to watch Neighbours over Home and Away. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, they've moved it to Peach and everyone thought it'd go then. Now they've cut it to four nights a week. So I think it's on its last, like, possibly its last year.
The only thing that saves Neighbours is the UK audience because I don't know what it is, but the UK is still so obsessed with Neighbours.
They absolutely love it.
I was so shocked because they were saying, like, Home and Away stars and Neighbours stars have to get security when they go to the UK. Yeah. And I was like, what? I wouldn't even know any of them if I fell over them in a big W.
Well, that's probably why Holly Valance went over there, because it was the only place she was known.
Also, too, that's where her billionaire husband lives, so I mean...
It worked out for her.
Small detail, but it's good to live where your husband lives.
Like, money like breadcrumbs for one of those little... tiny fairy things in the forest.
Neighbours has flown the coop a little bit lately. I do watch it occasionally.
Do you?
The characters aren't as good as the...
Truth comes out.
I love a soap. The characters, you just can't, you know, relate to the characters. It's really different.
I will say this, quite edgy these days, Neighbours and Home and Away.
What's one of the edgy plots you've seen recently?
Oh, they deal with a lot of stuff like sexting and much more than what they dealt with. Yeah, much more than what they dealt with when I was a kid, where it was really just the Summer Bay Stalker that used to die in an explosion every year and then come back.
And somebody got a mysterious letter.
Yeah. Well, Sally, poor old Kate Ritchie being stabbed in a car park. Oh, that was pretty dark, actually. Yeah. I'll admit that.
Remember the storyline Kate Ritchie, Sally, had, where she couldn't stop washing her hands?
Oh,
that was
an iconic
storyline.
Yeah. Or when Vinny went to jail and then they thought he died in the jail fire and then he come back as a teddy bear. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It's Home and Away is off its head, really.
That's what's entertaining, though. Neighbours needs a little bit of that, I think.
Spice.
Maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
More explosions.
Yeah. Moving on to another TV show, so Love Island Australia. It is now casting. So if you are between the ages of 18 and 32, they really... cast the net far and wide there.
Oh, Maddie.
Jade, I think you're, like, looking at a wrong person.
You can go on Love Island.
With these moobs, I don't think so.
Oh, you'll be, everyone will be fawning over you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You've got charisma. Well,
exactly.
If you are interested, you've got to get on Tinder, you've got to make an account, and then you've got to swipe right on the official Love Island profile. Oh. If they like you, they'll fast track you to casting.
Oh.
Jump on, Maddie.
Give
Jump
me your
on.
Phone. I know you're on Tinder.
No, I'm not now.
Yes, you are.
Not now.
What, did you delete it? Surely not.
Yeah, it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, it takes up too much energy.
That's interesting. I've just learnt that.
Can we stop talking? Can you stop, like, making sounds about my love life? I get it. You don't have to remind me every day. Love Island. Well, there you go. I'm excited. It's filming in Port Stephens this year. Great
Moves
show.
The conversation along so quickly.
Also, too, I love that you're co-host there, Matthew. I wish I was back in the building and give you some more support because I reckon you could also go on Neighbours and save that. But hey, they're not mentioning it, are they?
You know what? Jade would be filthy if I got a guest spot on Neighbours.
Oh,
so
I would.
That. You'd be filthy because you're an actor, of course.
I would be filthy. Forget. I'd be happy for you, but I'd still be filthy.
Are you still signed to any casting agencies, Jade?
No.
My star now.
I'm looking
Let's
at a new
a
one. No, oh, yeah.
My star now, Jade Leader.
Yeah.
Let's do a live Google right now. Have we got anything?
I don't think my profile's on there anymore.
Did you not pay for it?
No. Do you have to pay?
I used to pay and then I stopped paying.
Oh, wow. There's a picture of you with a bikini on.
No, there's
up
not.
Against a tree.
No.
Oh, geez. You were trying to get in Zoo Magazine back in the day.
We live and we learn.
Thank you,
so
Jackson.
Much on this show.
Bye, Producer Jackson.
Bye.
You would have gone on Zoo Magazine.
Yeah, probably, when I was in my prime.
Yeah, this is a real Zoo Magazine shoot. I like your bikini.
Thanks.
News time with Maddie up next and UFM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Oh, I read an article yesterday. This poor woman has gone viral on TikTok after she shared her story about a date that pulled up and did the runner on her. the minute he pulled up.
How sad.
Let's roll the tape. Hear this. It's really sad.
When you're absolutely done with the whole dating thing. So tonight has been the last straw. I've had a date planned for the last week and arranged to go bowling. He was coming to pick me up. He was a little bit late, so I waited outside. He says, right, I'm pulling up. He goes to get in the car and he speeds off. Speeds off. Off he goes. Leaves you there. No explanation, no nothing. Imagine how you'd feel after that. Because I feel...
Poor thing.
That's brutal. Oh,
yeah.
Firstly, I think she may have picked the wrong song. She kept talking when the singer started singing.
Singing.
But what a horrible thing, right?
Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the fact that
she's,
this...
I can't believe it. She's out the front of her... that annoyed me. I can't believe she was out the front of her house and some grub has pulled up, yeah. Had a look at her, driven off. That's the worst.
That's an insult, isn't it? That's worse than words being called out.
Oh, absolutely. Like... the worst thing you can do, really, because at least he could have just gone on the date and gone, all right, it wasn't for me. I'm sorry, it's not for me, or I'm not feeling it.
Exactly. Or, there's nothing wrong with enjoying someone's company for a couple of hours, and meeting someone, and then just going, yeah. Hey.
Pedal to the metal in front of them is awful. The worst.
I've been left at a table before.
Oh, Matty.
At a restaurant. It was really, really awkward.
So they... you went on
went,
the date.
Went, met, like, you know...
Having a... We, had a had drink. You ordered?
No, hadn't ordered. Had a drink before. Literally sat down at the restaurant. He's like, hey, I just need to go to the bathroom. The old, you know, got to go...
Toilet trick.
Drop the kids off. Gone.
Oh.
I sat there for, like, 50 minutes as well.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Just so embarrassing. And it's literally like that, how you picture it. The waiter comes over. Hey, where's your friend gone? Would you like another drink?
Oh, no.
So I was dateless and had a bill at the end. I drank so many cocktails.
That's a sad story.
Bless you. Has it happened to you guys? Or have you been the person that's ditched somebody?
I've been... I don't think I've had it like that, where they've literally run out or run away. That's really sucks. I've had people that, like, say, don't message you back or something.
Yeah.
But that's probably it.
Number blocked.
Yeah, or something
ghosted,
like that.
That's ghosting, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've had that. But to be actually left like that, that's really... That's a hard go.
13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you for your left high and dry on the date stories. Mm. We've got some passes to Bob's Farm, actually, to go and see the Stingrays.
Yeah, pass, which is really awesome. It's a family pass to go along and see that. Now, this is... Look, this is your chance to vent and shame that person that left you. Right?
Absolutely.
Like, this is, get it off your chest and shame the people that have done the wrong thing here. 13:10:09, we'd love to hear stories. Up next.
We'll do it after Happier, Marshmallow Bastille at New FM. Good morning. It's 12 degrees in Wickham right now. This is 105.3 New FM. And 13:10:09 this morning, we're after your left high and dry on the date story.
Jay, and Creeper.
Poor girl's gone viral on TikTok. I mean, I feel so bad for her. She planned a date with a guy, was waiting out the front of her house for him. He pulls up in his car, takes a look, and then speeds off.
Oh, so awkward, because what you got to think about is that person has made eye contact with you and done this purely based on looks without trying to get to know your personality, even in the slightest. Have just gone, you know what? I actually don't want a single part of this. I'm gone.
People are so shallow, though, aren't they?
Well, that's the worst of it. It's even worse, you know, I'm just thinking about it now, because they've talked to you and liked the way that you guys have been talking enough to meet up.
Look, I'm not saying what they did was right, but... No. But I'm just... I'm trying to think from that their side of things, right? If the girl had put up a picture which was deceiving... And you would be a bit upset, wouldn't you? Like, if it wasn't the person that you thought you were going to meet.
Well, that wasn't mentioned.
I know it wasn't, but I'm just putting it out there, though. Sometimes there is cause.
So you think she might have catfished this person?
Well, possibly.
You could have just said, like, even just pulled up and gone, oh, my God, I'm just not feeling well. I've got to go home. Not just speeding off at the side.
I don't agree with that, but I'm just saying, I'm just trying to look at it from all perspectives.
For somebody... That's coming from somebody that's probably never been stood up in her life.
No.
Have you? Not once.
No.
It is a terrible feeling.
Oh, it would be very sad.
You just go so many different, you know, thoughts and you know, your insecurities.
Absolutely.
Are sort of brought to the table.
Well, they'd be brought to the surface on a whole new level, like with something like that
it's
happening.
It's just like total rejection. The feeling of total, utter rejection.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
We're taking your calls right now.
With producer Jade. Hold the line.
New FM, who's this?
Wayne.
Hey, good. Wayne, how are you?
Good, mate.
Tell us, were you left high and dry on the date by a woman, or was it you who left the lady?
No, I actually just walked off because they lie about their weight and things. They say they're average. What do you call average?
So wait, you walked away from a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so
all right.
Tell us how different were they from what they said?
Massive difference.
Like, are we talking 40, 50 kilo?
Oh, well, they had a spare tyre around them, you know?
No, I do sort of agree. Like, in some stage, if someone lies about their appearance or misrepresents themselves, I think you sort of have the right to walk away.
Did you feel bad?
No, not really, because I lied about it.
So
did you actually say to them, though, hey, you look different to your pictures, or did you just walk off?
I just walked off, so why should I be bothered? They're not going to be bothered by telling the truth.
Hey, you make a good point, you know, and I think if you've misrepresented yourself that badly, then maybe that's fair to do that.
Well, females always worry about their weight. I don't know why.
Well, because of men like you that walk away.
No. He didn't walk away because she was fat. He walked away because she didn't tell the truth and she lied.
Then they've got to put down a bit of extra weight or carrying a bit of, you know.
So question for you, Wayne. Would you have stuck around on that date if she'd been honest with you?
I probably would have taken her out for coffee and had a bit of a chat, but not when they lied to you straight off the bat, no.
It's not a good way to start a relationship. I understand that.
Yeah, no, thank you for calling and
thanks, Wayne.
Being honest, Wayne. Okay, cool. And I think we've got Sandy now.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys.
Hey, tell us about your left high and dry on the date story.
Well, I agree with the last guy because I wish I would have walked away. I'm the person that pulled up to the person's house and went, oh, my God, is that what I'm taking today?
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
So they lied about what they looked like? Or did they was their photo completely different? Was it from 10 years ago?
No, the photo was very deceptive. The conversation was very deceptive. The whole thing was just a lie. Like, they couldn't even fit in my car seat properly. I had to help buckle them in.
Wow.
This person doesn't seem real. Like,
Sandy,
I took them still. I wish I didn't.
Oh, bless your heart. That's good that you did that, though.
You're
it's very
good
kind.
Person, Sandy.
People need to have the courage to walk away.
What was the difference, though? Like, was it just the weight or. Like, I know you said it was like a few things, but how was the conversation deceptive? Were they just different in real life?
Oh, it was just. Okay, so I'm a normal person, and I expected them to be a normal person, but they started listing off disabilities and things like that. Like, I'm not discriminative.
Yeah, yeah.
But
hey, that's a fair
okay,
point.
They lied about the person they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do this. You know, I'm an adventurous person. When you can't do that sort of stuff, that's a lie.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's
fair
a good
enough.
Point.
And I think what's been brought to our attention here is... People are open to meeting different people as long as they're truthful about the basics.
Yeah,
100%.
I was going to say, Sandy, have you found love since then?
Well, I mean, it's a different situation. I'm married, but we're open, so that was that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
fair
enough. All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, oh, well, interesting.
So that was my third wheel, basically.
Right, yeah. Right.
And no, I have not found my third wheel.
So are you polyamorous?
Sort of.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, wow.
Hey,
So how does that work with your... Does your husband have a third wheel then too?
He's allowed to, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Do you ever meet the other person?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, interesting. Do you guys, like, do your tastes align?
Most of the time, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Hey, it's so good that you found your happiness, right?
Yeah, whatever makes you happy, right?
Yes,
yeah, Sandy, absolutely.
Hold the line, because you've been so open today, I want to give you a family pass to Australia's most hands-on aquarium experience at the Shark and Ray Rescue Centre at Bob's Farm, okay?
Oh, thanks.
You can pop in the pool there too and swim with them. It's a good day out.
It looks amazing. I'd love to check that
out. Thanks, Sandy. Well, when you have to get the seatbelt extender out, I mean...
Well, only aeroplanes, you've got to have the extension seatbelt. That's terrible, isn't it? Like, good on her for taking him still on a date, but still.
You should be honest that you're not going to fit in a normal seat, right? I feel like that's a basic level, right?
Yeah.
Of honesty.
Birthday Lotto is up next with $425 today, guys.
That's right. Yes. And I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for people born in May. If that's your month, 13-10-09, this is your chance at winning the cash.
Men at Work Down Under at New FM. It's time for Birthday Lotto, guys, worth $425.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we're famous for giving away cash all the time. $425 up for grabs right now. All you need to do is be born. How easy is
that?
Did
you just have a Red Bull?
No. What do you mean?
I don't know, you just perked up
all
of a sudden.
You really just burst out sometimes.
Well, I love giving away money, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Let's get excited, guys.
Come on.
I don't have to do this whole show myself.
What month are we looking?
May. If you're born in May, this is your chance at $425.
Okay. Tracy from Maryland. Good morning.
Hello.
Tracy?
No, Tracy's gone.
Tracy
Let's take
doesn't
a call
want money.
At random. New FM, who's this?
Emily.
Hello? No good.
No, all right.
New FM, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Tracy.
Tracy, you're back. Hello. Let's do this, Tracy. Spin the birth devils. How's your morning going?
Yeah, not bad, but can I have a Red Bull, please?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if you win $425, you can buy me one. How about that?
That sounds good.
I think we might have some in the old prize cupboard from the new FM.
Oh, no, don't drink that. You'll die.
The alcohol.
Okay.
How did that for men?
We've pulled out the 4th of May.
No, nowhere near it.
No Star Wars Bugger. Day for you.
Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate it. Back tomorrow, guys, worth $450. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
What are you doing after work, Jay?
I'm getting a Brazilian done today.
Oh excellent.
Very excited.
Really?
Because I'm just sick of shaving down there. Ideally, I want to invest in laser. I want to get my armpits lasered. My
it's
lady's
quite a bit
fits
of money,
down.
Isn't it?
I think it's gotten a lot cheaper now. I need to look into it. Right. But, yeah, so I'm going to go do that.
So you had a friend, like a beauty therapist that you used to go to, right? Then you befriended her.
Well, she still does my tans.
And now you don't want to go and see her because you're friends with her for that.
Well, she's never waxed my Brazilian before.
Like, is it awkward, though?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Why would you rob business from her?
Oh, a good friend.
Well, I'm just not sure.
No,
I didn't know if it would be weird.
Of course it wouldn't be weird. Oh, probably good for her. She can save some money instead of giving you discounts.
That's true.
I don't get discounts.
Oh, as if you don't.
I don't.
You pay full freight?
Yeah. I've got to pick up some glass too.
Oh, excellent.
What about you, Crevo?
No, nothing. I've got an easy day today.
That's
chilling
nice.
Out. What are you doing?
Me too. I think I've got some gin delivery today.
What did you buy? What sort?
My friend got it for me. He like sent me some. I think it's called Poor Tom's.
Ooh.
It's apparently really nice.
I've heard of that. That's awesome. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I've been marinating these lamb ribs.
Yeah.
Going to put them on the Weber.
Well, you've been marinating them in gin.
No, not in gin. Just marinating. This is just
back today.
To my activity.
Oh, okay.
What am I doing? Is it gin marinade?
What?
I knew I was doing something.
You could do that, though. Guys, 105 minutes commercial-free music is coming at you with Jackson in minutes.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Coming up, as we go 105 minutes commercial-free, let's do a little bit of this.
Like a damn sociopath.
so obsessed. Olivia Rodrigo, good for you. It is on the way. One Republic as well, Counting Stars. I'll chuck that in there.
Hello, I'm Katy Perry.
Yes, I am loving this. It's very empowering for a Tuesday morning. Katy Perry's Electric. After 9 o'clock as we go 105 minutes commercial free.
Good stuff. Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.